listening to a Nacho Radio podcast. Only on Nacho Radio. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
I edited my Twitter profile yesterday.
You had a tweet that had me scratching my head, and I'm sure it was it just went over my head. Mm. What did you do to your Twitter profile?
I included the fact that I am original Nacho Radio.
I like that.
Yeah, original.
Original.
As opposed to who it isn't.
Well, you know.
Those that aren't original.
You had a tweet about I before E, except after C, and I didn't...
No, I before E.
Except when you have irritable bowel syndrome?
Vowel syndrome.
Oh, see, I was misreading it. Oh, that's very funny.
Vowel, not bowel.
I was trying too hard. I kept staring at it like, I'm sure this is hilarious. Why don't I get it?
None of them are too hard.
Well, it's good stuff. How do we follow you on Twitter?
Darren Nacho Radio.
Original Nacho Radio.
No, I don't have room for Original Nacho Radio, but I did change it to Original Nacho Radio.
I like that.
The new regulars.
Mm-hmm. I like what you did there.
Not the new regulars, just the regular.
I like what you did there a lot.
Uh-huh.
If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dave Lavora, all one word.
Well,
all right.
See that.
Not as much fun.
No.
That's a waste of everyone's time. We should mention that...
I brought snacks.
I'll have this picture up on our Facebook group. And I'll probably make it the picture that goes along with today's podcast. For some reason, Darren decided to bring a oil drum full of Miller Lite into the studios.
That's a good deal on that.
What is that? 32 ounces?
32 ounces.
Jeez.
They wanted less than $2 for that.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Now, this would be fun. If you were to show up with this would let people know how it's going to go down. It's too bad they don't have six packs of this.
32-ounce six packs. That's not bad.
You come walking in with that, and it's like, all right, this is...
What did you pay for that?
It was $1.99.
For 32 ounces of beer. Wow. That's... You and I live in very different worlds.
It's cold now.
Yeah.
And it'll be cold when I finish it.
Which will be sometime later on tonight?
You think
you'll drink all 32 ounces during the show?
Well, sure.
It's not a challenge. I'm not issuing a challenge.
It certainly isn't a challenge. No, a challenge would be like the six-pack.
The six-pack of 32-ounce Miller Lite. What do they call that size? Does it have a clever name, like the oil drum or...
Well, it's a concert size beer.
Oh, I see.
Because then that way you can go to your seat, and as opposed to as soon as you get to your seat worrying about getting your next beer,
mm-hmm.
you can have one of these, and you don't have to worry about it for a while.
I've been telling Darren this for years, and that's the vintage can too. It looks like the Miller Lite we used to drink in college.
It's a fine pilsner.
Agree to disagree on that, but
you don't like Miller Lite?
It's just not my thing.
You can't drink it?
I mean, if we're at a party and that's what's available, I'll have Miller Lite. Sure, I'm not a snob.
All right.
But I would rather have...
You're not a candy ass.
No, I'd rather have, you know, a little bit of flavor with my beer. That's just my two cents.
Oh, boy, that's overrated.
It's not really, though.
Flavorful beers.
Agree to disagree.
Might as well just be drinking liquor.
Well,
why don't you go ahead and drink liquor, then?
Can't do the liquor.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
No, it's not for me.
End up with your pants on your head.
Yeah, it's not the best look for me.
It's not the best look for anyone.
No. Is there anyone that looks better with their pants on their head?
Maybe if you're if you're trying to draw attention at a car dealership.
That's a good look.
Usually they have inflatables for that,
right,
so it's not
right.
necessary.
Yeah, even then, it seems kind of cheap, doesn't it? Why didn't they spring for the inflatable? Rodney Dangerfield's widow in the news this morning. Now, she has something...
Still has not remarried,
she
huh?
has something in the fridge that you don't want to drink.
Oof. I can imagine.
She's got a bottle of Rodney Dangerfield's sweat that she keeps in her fridge.
How do you accumulate that?
I have so many questions, and I'm glad you're asking.
Urine, I get.
Urine is certainly easier to collect.
But sweat?
Mm-hmm. She keeps a bottle of Rodney Dangerfield's sweat in her fridge. He's been dead
quite a while.
For 14 years. And his wife, Joan, keeps this bottle of Rodney Dangerfield's sweat in the fridge.
Hasn't met anybody new, huh?
I imagine, you know, once you've
had... Do you think Rodney ruined her?
Just imagine being a young... she's 60 now. So she's quite a bit younger.
She's only 60.
Yeah, she's quite a bit younger than Rodney was. Imagine being a young gal and Rodney Dangerfield's on top of
it. Oh, hey, God.
Hey, I tell you what. Okay, I just need to think of something happy. I just need to wait this out. He can't live too much longer.
Anything.
And I'll keep his sweat in a bottle in the fridge for some reason. She says, Rodney, interviewed by the Hollywood Reporter, she says she first got the idea to collect Rodney Dangerfield's sweat after learning that a handkerchief that had Elvis Presley's perspiration sold for a lot of money.
Well, that's a different story.
Rodney had a eureka moment, she says. He said, hey, I sweat more than anybody. My sweat's got to be as good as Elvis's sweat, right? He would sweat a lot on stage. So her job was, when he was doing live stuff, her job was then to collect and harvest Rodney Dangerfield's sweat.
Worst existence ever.
She says she would collect his sweat an inch at a time. She would collect it with a spoon and a sponge. She says, I thought we could water it down, but he said, no, that wouldn't be right. If people are going to buy my sweat, they got to have the real Magilla.
Got to have it straight.
Yes. She ordered hundreds of perfume bottles and still keeps the cloudy fluid in a Tupperware container.
Oh, this is making me sick. I don't know if I can gag down this 32-ouncer with this story.
They were married from 1993 until his death in 2004. The MGM Grand Hotel, where Rodney performed a lot in his later years, wasn't too crazy about her going up on stage and collecting sweat.
No, I don't imagine.
They said there's an insurance issue. We can't have you up there getting sweat. She says when Rodney found out that Joan couldn't collect his sweat anymore, he was crestfallen.
Hey, that destroys me. I really thought we had something here with the sweat.
He died at the age of 82.
Now, I remember toward the end, there was some sort of interview he did with Rolling Stone magazine where he basically said, the only thing that interests me at this point is how I'm going to die.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's just like, well, that's really all that needs to... That's the only thing that can be revealed to me now, is how is this going to happen?
Well, I know that most of his career, he was just high as a kite all the time. Ooh. I mean, the guy was constantly smoking. So I wonder if there's anything in the sweat that could get you like contact high.
So he was a doobie roller, huh?
Oh, yeah, he smoked roaches.
Yeah.
I think...
Big time, huh?
Yeah, big
time. Boy, his eyes never looked like it.
Well, if you're interested in Rodney Dangerfield's sweat, Joan Dangerfield keeps it. Why would you keep it in the fridge?
Ugh.
Like,
I wouldn't keep it in the garage.
Imagine now, she's a widow and has been a widow for, again, 14 years.
Time to move on.
She brings some young fella home. He gets up in the middle of the night.
Thinks it's clam juice? Ick.
No, you tell me you didn't drink that.
No.
That was Rodney's sweat that I keep in a bottle in the fridge for some reason.
I was going to say, it's the worst clam juice I've ever had in my life.
Hey, everybody. We're all going to throw up.
I got five things. You want to talk about the top five things?
Let's do it. The top five things brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at, get this, just $350. And their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. Take advantage of their interest-free financing. They also have free cleanings and inspections. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 9 a.m. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. All the information's there. Like them on Facebook. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. And when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so. Use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary, where there's live music on Thursday. So there's live music tonight, along with $3 Millers. I bet they're not this big. And Coors Bottles. Lewis Knutson tonight at Harrington's Pub. And the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that. Try their chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers or both. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Got a lot of people chiming in. I wanted to show you this. Someone sent, this is from the 815. Someone chiming in on the Harrington's Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Mm-hmm. You can write a text, you can send a picture, whatever you're up to. We read them all and we enjoy them all. This is from the 815. You see that picture? Could you describe the picture to the audience? Because this is a podcast, they can't really see it.
It is a 30-pack of stones.
Yeah.
That looks Keystones. As though...
Actually, it's a 36-pack, it looks like.
36-pack.
Yeah, it says get six free.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
That's nice. And it looks like it's leaking.
Well, it's not. It's just on the... Somebody left it on the driveway. It says, tell Darren I'm a Keystone Line fan.
Sure.
30 packs all day, baby. My neighbor left me this because I shovel his sidewalk.
Oh, that's nice.
And yes, I am a patron.
Well,
that's the NRG Boards who
sent that
to
me
in.
Like you've got all bases covered.
Yeah, he says,
thank
oops,
you.
I
appreciate it.
36 packs all day long.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the 36 pack.
That's now you got something to.
Something. Hey. It's my white whale.
you can make that happen.
Yeah, they don't have the Keystone Lights for $4.99 anymore for 15 packs. That's
here's one from
that deal is gone.
Here's one from Lil Buddy. This is Darren's reaction to paying $600 for a 30-second Nacho Radio commercial on the 10 o'clock news made me spit out my coffee. Keep up the good work, gents. You bet we will. Thanks.
Well, it just seems pricey.
Thanks for listening. 309, doing a callback to a previous podcast, 309 texting in saying, 50 Shades of Fish, that would be a great name for a Lenten pop-up restaurant.
Do you know that you could get on this podcast? You could be on this podcast 20 times for half of that. Yeah, reach out.
And you know I'm a big fan of the podcast, but a lot of people do watch the 10 o'clock news.
I don't know why. They've already... I don't know why. They've already heard the news all day long. This is not 1975.
Stuff Butts chiming in on the Macho Man Randy Savage story I told where he just went and shattered all of his bats because he was done with baseball.
Yeah.
Stuff Butts chiming in saying... It's hard to break a bat real hard.
Oh, you darn right it is.
So
that's why I thought maybe he took him out in the front lawn and cut him in half.
So the last 20 minutes of that Macho Man documentary about destroyed me.
Why?
I was sobbing.
Why?
Well, you know, he dies.
Yeah.
And his brother, ooh, yeah. Leapin' Lenny Poffo, is telling the story about how he... He spread Randy's ashes by a tree on his property.
Uh-huh.
And just a couple, like 10 days before Randy died, his beloved dog of 10 years, Hercules, had passed away.
So he was dealing with a lot.
And he was too hard for him.
Hercules
was Macho Man Savage's dog. Yes. So before Macho Man died, his dog Hercules passed away.
That killed him, broke him with a broken heart?
It might be. And he couldn't spread the ashes. He made his brother, Leapin' Lenny, the professor.
Uh-huh.
He made him spread the ashes because it was too hard for him to do.
Of the dog.
And then he said, if when I go, put me where you put Hercules.
Right.
If it's good enough for Hercules, then it'll be good enough
for
me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snip into a Slim Jim. So, yeah.
Always.
I know. We're just talking about it. I know that his brother's talking, and it's very emotional about him spreading his ashes and the dog and all of it. And I'm just.
You're bawling like a baby?
Just. I was. Like Rodney Dangerfield, I too was crestfallen.
Uh-huh.
Here's the top five things. Number one.
Number one.
Why do you do that sort of thing to yourself?
I don't know. I enjoy.
Do you go out of your way to watch sad movies?
I don't. I mean, I wanted to watch it just because I love Randy Macho Man Savage so much. And I knew at some point we would deal with his untimely death.
I could watch sad movies when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Now I've got no interest in it at all. Back in the day, I could have watched Old Yeller as a 10-year-old. You think I'm going to watch it now? No. Not a chance.
Because you're not interested in it, or because the idea of dog dying is too hard?
Well, no, it's just the idea that when you're 10, it's like, yeah, I'll bounce back.
Right.
You know? But now? No, I don't need it.
The Amazon Alexa has been creepily laughing at people and, like, unprovoked.
Oh, kind of like under its breath?
And a voice that doesn't sound anything like Alexa.
Oh, that's good. I like
that.
Yeah,
it's creeping people out. Here's a audio of the Alexa just creep, like, not provoked, on its own, just laughing. Wouldn't that creep you out?
Oh, geez, fellas.
Oh, my God. Why? No, that would be great. If
Eileen, when is daylight savings time?
Fellas. Well, I think it's this weekend, fellas.
Which it is,
The Amazon Eileen would be a very cool thing to have.
That would be something else.
Just a speaker in your house that sounds like Sweet Eileen. I would buy 10 of them. Eileen, what's the weather going to be like? Well, you know, the Russians control the weather with a machine. Putin has talked about it. And the end of the world is coming, boys.
Imagine how lost you'd be if you had the Sweet Eileen GPS.
Oh, it'd be the best. Bail. I repeat, bail.
Wait a minute. I'm on the Dan Ryan.
Feed the dogs.
I can't jump out of my car right now.
I repeat, bail. I think there's a lawyer on the expressway. We're doing this. So, yeah, these Alexa-enabled devices are just doing strange, unprompted laughter. Huh. Amazon says they're aware of it, and they're working to fix it. Other people are reporting that in the middle of the night, she'll start giving references to local cemeteries and funeral homes.
So it's haunted.
Somebody's got to be messing with them, right?
Or it could be a ghost.
Or there's a ghost in the machine.
Thank you.
Either way, terrifying stuff. Terrifying.
You haven't noticed it, though.
Now, the strangest thing that I've ever had with our Alexa was, I should say Amazon Echo, because you might be listening to this on one of those devices, and now we keep setting her off. The strangest thing I've ever had is I asked her a question.
She told you to go to hell?
No. Let's say I asked her what the weather was. Because that's, I mean, every morning we tend to ask the thing what the weather's going to be like for the day. I don't know that it was that, but it's not important to the story. So I said, you know, what's the weather going to be like? And she says, it sounds like you're looking for information about Maria Sharapova.
Ooh, yes I am.
Well, yeah, but not from
yes,
you.
Yes, I
Alexa.
Am.
Not from you, Alexa. So then I repeated the question, and she goes, you want to know more about Maria Sharapova?
Yes, I do. Mimic her grunts. Because she's one of those grunters.
Is she?
Yes.
Well, that would work.
Yeah, when she strikes the tennis ball.
Yes.
She makes a ton of noise.
Lamar Chambers is back in the news. This is an update. Lamar Chambers, does that name ring any bells?
Lamar Chambers.
He's the
guy. Was that the sidekick to Zeke Mack?
No. Oh, what was his name now? You're going to make me look that up. Lamar Chambers is the cat who got arrested over in the UK, and they think he swallowed a bunch of drugs, and they're waiting for him to poop.
And he hasn't done it yet.
No, they decided to let him go. 47 days.
Enough's enough?
And they said, it's not worth it anymore. Get out of here.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go. Attaboy.
He fought the law and won. 24-year-old released after 47 days in custody. He refused to have a bowel movement.
Found crapping on the side of the road.
Police suspected that the drug dealer had swallowed his stash, and they wanted to wait it out, but he wouldn't poop. They kept feeding him, and he kept eating.
That doesn't sound
healthy.
He
ate and drank every day, but refused to go to the bathroom.
That's got to be toxic.
And yeah, no, you're going to destroy your digestive system. 47 days.
I remember a neighbor kid couldn't go.
Oh, yeah?
He had to go to the hospital. It was like...
How old was this kid?
He was probably a teenager at the time.
What was wrong with him?
I don't know. They probably just like tickled him with a feather or something. I don't know what procedure they used. Get the old Piazzadora rubber hose out and let's. Or get a nice big plume, and we're just gonna tickle you from a distance.
Yeah, we're gonna use what we call in the medical profession the old crap feather.
Crap feather.
The feather with the crappy touch. Well, he was released on bail, taken to a hospital, and then treated. It's the longest in history that anyone has ever gone without pooping.
Huh.
Yeah. There was a 16-year-old girl over in England that died in 2013. She went 8 weeks without a bowel movement.
No, the neighbor didn't go that long, but I think the neighbor was like, it was like a week or something. Enough to be concerned about it.
I mean, every once in a while, when you have an issue like that, and you're sitting there and you're thinking like, my gosh, how long has it been?
I wonder if it's like insomnia when you're that constipated, where it's like, I've forgotten how to go. Because that's what insomnia feels like. Insomnia feels like, I've forgotten how to fall asleep.
Right.
It starts driving you crazy.
I don't think it'll ever happen again.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, it's possible that this guy is completely.
Maybe it's the same thing with constipation. I don't know.
Could be.
Number three.
Okay, so this story has got me shaking my head. They found Amelia Earhart, they think.
Again.
But this is where the story, it's bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S,
bananas. They found Amelia Earhart, Darren, and it turns out they found her in 1940.
Okay. Well, you could have.
A new study published in Forensic Anthropology, and yes, we do subscribe. It says that they found her bones. A working party found her bones on a Pacific island in 1940.
When did she go down?
She went down in 1937.
Okay.
Along with the bones, they found a woman's shoe, a box for a sex tent that the navigator, Fred Noonan, used.
What's a sex tent?
A sex tent's like a device. Like, picture a protractor with a lens on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's used to navigate.
That's called a sex tent?
A sex tent, yes.
Huh. Okay.
S-E-X-T-A-N-T.
Because Shaky used to have a sex tent.
In the Philippines, boys.
I had the malaria. They put me in the sex tent. Actually, they put me just in the malaria tent. I turned it into a sex tent.
I had sex with mosquitoes. That's how I got malaria. Unprotected mosquito sex.
I allowed them to enter my body.
Now let's put on some Three Stooges movies and eat some
terrible
pizza. Any of
you kids need
pizza.
Potato wedges?
They also found a bottle of a type that Amelia Earhart was known to carry. So it was a bunch of her stuff with the bones. So they think that these were Amelia Earhart's
remains. Yeah, we found her a long time ago.
Right. So all this time looking for Amelia Earhart, they found her in 1940. But they've somehow lost the bones. They don't know.
Well, it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
I misplaced stuff.
So she's lost again. But they say if those bones didn't belong to Amelia Earhart, there's somebody who was very similar to her.
That
99% sure it was her.
C-3PO Halloween outfit that you had.
Yeah, what about
it? You know where it's at?
A landfill somewhere, I imagine.
Okay, so you don't know where it's at. No. So things go missing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Great point.
Things go missing. What, I'm supposed to keep an eye on this forever? What makes her so special?
I just don't know how you misplace Amelia Earhart's bones. It's like she can't not. It's international.
She cannot go. She cannot not keep go missing.
Yes, that's her thing.
I'm constantly missing.
Even in death, I'm missing.
I go missing after the fact.
Yes, exactly. That's what she would have wanted.
I'm always being misplaced.
Number four, a New Jersey man made the headlines. He got drunk in West Virginia and accidentally ordered a Uber ride to his house, which cost $1,635.
Mm.
So Yeah, you got drunk in the Uber. You say, "Take me home," and they're like, "It's a ways away." And then you just pass out in the back seat of the car,
and then you keep driving.
You get home, and yeah, the bill is $1,635.
Nice for that Uber driver.
Yeah. So of course, because no one can be responsible for what they do, he goes and starts a GoFundMe page to pay for the fare.
Not for me, you're not.
I wouldn't give you 2 cents.
No.
I got drunk and accidentally took a $1,600 Uber ride. Who's going to help me out? Tell you what, buddy. When all the world's problems are fixed,
once we take care of everything else,
right,
we'll kind of circle back to you and see what we got left.
When all the children and animals are taken care of, then we'll have a conversation. Yes. I'm not saying you'll get any money,
no,
but we can begin the conversation.
It's gonna be a while.
Well, a Freehold, New Jersey business owner is paying the fare, and they're doing it. Jimmy Gioviazzino is paying because he wants to thank Kenny Bachman for choosing not to drive while drunk. Say, "I'm proud of you for not driving drunk. I'll pay your fare."
Boy, what a stunt.
Yeah. He's the founder of something called Eat Clean Bro there in Freehold.
Come at me, bro.
Eat Clean Bro. Yeah, so now all the money that was going to the GoFundMe page.
It would be their take on like Panera.
All the money that was going to the GoFundMe page is now going to Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Okay.
But who are these people that were paying, like...
Who was helping out?
I don't know. Too many people helping out, if you ask me.
Creeps.
If you ask me...
Weirdos.
Too many... rather go swimming than pay for some drunk's ride home.
Five.
Number five.
Ah, thank you, Jimmy Pearsall. Finally, number five. This story comes to us from India. Mohammed Quayyum Qureshi has surrendered to police. He has a son, Muhammad Khalid Qureshi, who's 18. The son kept watching porn.
Okay.
And dad had had enough of it.
Indian porn.
Spicy.
Slum dick millionaire.
Look at him. Look at him getting his script ready for what's coming up.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
That's a nacho.
You knew the second that left your bed, it was leaving the park. Good for you, Darren.
That's a nacho, a radio original. And these bar owners are hurting. Zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. And they are hurting.
This is a public service announcement.
Oh, wait.
For those that don't want to participate in that smokeout, smoke all the cigarettes you want. Because they're taking our rights away and everything else, so what's next? I think we've had enough. We've got to stand up like we used to do in the 70s and protest.
You didn't do a damn thing in the
70s. And so we can smoke in bars and have our rights back. Because these poor bar owners are hurting. And this has been a public service announcement from Amazing Larry.
Did he do one for the time change?
Yo, he was always very active in the time change time, yeah. I don't have that audio, but...
Was there one, though?
Yeah, he did a couple public service announcements. Yeah. There were quite a few of them.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Is that the top five things?
Those were the five.
The top five things brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. We're coming up on Friday, March 30th. It is Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. Magician Bill Blagg is coming to town. Comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr. And, of course, Kevin Smith. His show is sold out on April 13th. But after that show... It is an interactive podcast with Jay and Silent Bob.
I like that.
As they get old, apparently. So those tickets are available now at the Orpheum Theater box office by phone, 309-342-2299, or online at galesburgorpheum.org. That might be the easiest way. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals, so reach out to them. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today, and also turn your favorite sandwich, whatever that might be, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink at Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast. When you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Join Harrington's Pub for the Quad City's best St. Patrick's Day celebration, which is right around the corner, Saturday, March 17th. Doors open at 8 a.m., live music starting at 1. Jeff and Jordan from 1 till 4, Doug Brundy's from 4:30 till 7:30, and Two Brads featuring Bobby Ray Bunch from 8 to 11. And if you're stuck working on Saturday or can't make it, Harrington's Pub is partying even harder on Sunday. Good for them. Opening at 10 a.m. with the same drink specials and $2 wells.
Speaking of drinking harder,
I'm a little premature here because all I did was set up this story. I didn't even read the story, but I figured we're done with it since you did the zing of the day. I'll just give you the cliff notes. The Indian guy. Oh. I mean, the story isn't an Indian guy has a son who watches porn. That's a terrible story. There is more to the story that I probably should share because all I did was set it up. I didn't knock anything down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I was so delighted. I was so delighted with Slum Dick Millionaire.
I walked all over that.
No. What you did was make it great.
It actually should have been Slum Dong.
No. Don't second guess yourself. First choice, best choice.
That's probably. First thought, best thought.
Anyway, this guy's a butcher. He's 45 years old, and he's tired of his son watching porn. So he did what any like-minded father would do.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, chopped off his hand.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, he was constantly looking at porn on his smartphone, and Dad had warned him a couple times, don't do that. Chopped off his right hand between the wrist and the elbow. So now...
That is, you need to stop doing that. You need to go to jail for that.
Well, he's going to. This guy has four kids, two sons. Khalid is the elder of the two sons.
That didn't stop the kid at all.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the thing. I still got a hand. You got to take them both out. And by the way, if you take out both my hands, I'll just use my nose and my tongue. I'll use my feet.
I call this one the stranger.
So that's that story. And those are for real are your top five things. Shaquille O'Neal, who I think is delightful, recently turned 46 years old. Shaquille O'Neal did.
Yeah.
And to celebrate, he did some stunt because it was like National Oreo Cookie Day on his birthday. So he did some stunt where
I bet he could eat a lot of cookies.
Yeah. He was handing out Oreo cookie candy bars. And then later in the day, he decided to celebrate his birthday by making someone else's day. He tied $500 in cash to a bunch of balloons and then let him go. He just would like someone to just find these balloons and have $500 cash.
Yeah, but I'd actually like to see them be found as opposed to them getting snagged up somewhere and just getting wasted.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen.
But more likely than not, they're going to get snagged in a tree and be wasted.
Right, I'm just going to end up in a forest somewhere.
Yes, right.
He says, it's my birthday and I'm going to do something special for somebody. He tied $500 cash to the string of a bunch of balloons, then they let it go. So,
see, now there was a guy that was doing that recently, a golfer.
Uh-huh.
The Waste Management Open in Phoenix, where they've got that par 3 16th where everyone
gets all crazy.
Yeah, right. They go nuts. He did some sort of deal where he had a box full of golf balls that he had rubber band $100 bills to.
Oh, wow.
And then, after he's done playing his hole, he would throw balls into the... Basically with the idea, the beers are on me.
I like that a lot. Yeah,
but at least you know someone's getting them.
Well, he's not sure where they're going to end up. But if you do get the money, Shaq wants you to reach out to him. He says, if you get it, make sure you hit me back and let me know you got my money.
I remember a balloon getting away from me when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it might have been my brother's balloon. He would have only been like 2 years old at the time.
That's tragic.
And now he's a champion.
Yeah.
So it's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that balloon. It was at the Derwiener Schnitzel. their Wiener Schnitzel was handing out these...
On Avenue of the Cities.
On the Avenue of the Cities.
Love it.
We're handing out these long, almost hot dog looking yellow balloons. Mm-hmm. And it got away. I've never forgotten that balloon. I've always thought to myself, now I of course knew that this wasn't the case.
Yeah.
It couldn't survive.
Yeah.
But I've always thought, if it had, what sort of voyage would it have had over the last 48 years?
I had an eraser. Picture it. 1982. Mm-hmm. I had an eraser that was from Great America.
Yes.
And I don't think I had been to Great America, but somehow someone had given it
to me. You
got
your hands on it.
It was a Wile E. Coyote eraser.
Uh-huh.
It's about 3 inches. Wile E. Coyote, red eraser. It was a perfect likeness of Wile E. Coyote.
Did you even use it?
No.
Because you didn't want to ruin him.
No, but what I did, I took it to school, and then for some reason, I was throwing it up in the air and catching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wile E. Coyote got away from me and landed on the roof of the school. And I think
to this day,
I think about that eraser every once in a while. Like,
I wonder if he's still
up
there.
That was a dumb thing to do.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he is still up there.
I wonder if he's still up there in a drain somewhere.
Yeah, right? The things you lose when you're a kid. And I remember I was devastated because I'm like, I'll never in my life have an eraser as cool as that.
I mean, I know that Der Wiener Schnitzel hot dog balloon didn't last an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of like to sometimes think, it could have seen every part of the world. I mean, what if it had come back? What if someday it comes back and it's got like all these stickers on it from all over the place?
Yes!
There you are, Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, you lived a full life.
You lived a better life than I did, you stupid balloon.
Dad eats an entire bowl of cereal that expired in 1997, despite his
good
wife's warning.
Good for him. Good for him.
I knew this story would speak to you. This comes to us from the CBS affiliate in Los Angeles. I'll just play it here.
Meal of the day. And if you think that bowl of cereal is sufficient, you'll want to hear this. One nutritionist says, skip the frosted flakes and eat pizza. Nicole Brewer is here to explain.
What does that have to do with anything?
What the hell are you talking about?
Ridiculous,
taking
man.
A shot at Frosted Flakes?
Yeah, this guy bought a box of cereal. He lives in Colorado.
Yeah.
And he bought a box of cereal at the Walmart, but it had expired 21 years ago.
Yeah.
The Carles family bought the decades-old box of Quaker 100% natural granola cereal at a Walmart there in Littleton, Colorado, back on March 5th. They sat down to breakfast and stale. The dad says...
Well, that's where you can really taste the savings.
He says, I just started eating and thinking, it just tastes funny, but it must be okay. The wife said, stop eating it. It's stale. He ate all of it before he checked the box's expiration date.
He didn't check the expiration date?
The cereal expired on February 22nd, 1997.
Wow.
Yeah. Just grabbed it off the shelf and it was 21 years old. The people at Walmart are looking into how in the world a cereal box that old found its way onto the store shelves. But he says...
They just bought it?
Yeah, March 5th. He ate the whole damn thing.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But this...
Bottle of Pepsi 4 refrigerator from 94.
Right next
but
to the
But I would never try to drink it now.
No.
Because I would know it's flat.
No. You know what would be good? Pour some Rodney Dangerfield sweat on that cereal, and now you've got a meal. That'll make you go to the bathroom.
You know what else is flat?
Did you just drink all of that beer? Did you just slam the 32-ounce can?
I wouldn't call slamming it.
But you're finished with it, huh?
I'm done with it.
Wow.
5 more, please.
Well, are you off tomorrow?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the family went online to see what a current bottle, a current cereal box of this Quaker cereal would look like. And it looks much different than the box that they purchased. So that should have been...
Well, who's not doing their job there at the Walmart?
I don't know, but the dad was like, nah, I mean...
What's the oldest food you have in your house, you think?
Oh, I don't know. We're usually on top of that sort of thing.
Yeah, but you got any sort of canned goods that have been around since like the day you moved in?
No.
Nothing like that?
No, we don't play those games here.
You don't have pie filling or anything
up there? No, expiration date, we take that seriously.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. There's
I got some stuff.
Everyone, yeah, like every couple of months you go through the pantry and kind of.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's always alarming because it's.
I think I've got like a soup mix that was given to us as a gift. That's got to be.
But it's a dry soup.
A dry soup mix.
It should be fine.
Well, there you go. That's why I haven't gotten rid of it.
Yeah.
But it's got to be at least 15, 20 years old.
United Airlines made the news this week. They had an idea. This is golden.
I wish I had another one of these.
Instead of... I don't have any Miller Lite in this house.
32-ouncers?
No, certainly not. I don't have any 32-ounce anything in this house for beer.
I should go up there to Owen. How many of those do you think you can drink?
United had an idea. Instead of paying all of our employees bonuses...
Yes?
What if we do a lottery and one person will have a chance to win $100,000?
No! Would you go for that?
No!
Of course you wouldn't.
Of course not. One lucky winner.
No, give me my whatever.
Here was the idea. One winner would win a six-figure cash prize every quarter, and 10 people would get Mercedes-Benz C-Class sedans or $40,000 each.
As opposed to...
This memo went out on Friday. And as opposed to everybody getting a bonus from United, everybody...
Yes.
Some people get the super bonus.
I don't know about that.
The way it's been working, basically, if the airline hits certain on-time operational measurements, if everything's going the way it is...
Which they're not gonna.
Then once a quarter, you get a bonus of $300.
So that's $1,200. So $1,200
$1,200 a year bonuses if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
If it works out.
Instead of paying everybody $1,200, how about we pay one person $100,000 and 10 people $40,000? They'll go for that, right? Well, no.
Well, it's clearly a savings for them.
No.
No, they didn't like it.
I can see where they didn't like it. The employees said, look, if we're going to do a team-oriented reward, why are we doing it as a lottery? If the idea is we're all working together to get to these goals, why should I bust my ass for a chance at some sort of prize?
Bad.
Yeah. So they've decided after
they've come
after
around
this
to their
thing,
way of thinking.
When absolutely no one said it was a good idea.
Yeah.
That was when they decided, okay,
thank
maybe.
You, urge overkill.
Come around to my way of thinking. Yeah, we're not going to be doing that.
No.
That's not for us. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
We'll be back next week. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take home, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. They've got it all, the East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. We'd appreciate it. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at NachoRadio.com. Make sure you bookmark that so it's there for you every time you use it. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. There's live music tonight at Harrington's Pub, home of the Quad Cities' Best Bloody Mary. And the podcast has originated from the Capriotti's Sandwich Shop Studio. Capriotti's on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast. Capriotti's has a delivery available. Order online at order.capriotti's.com. Don't forget that Capriotti's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriotti's and tastes the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. We are back next
week. Don't forget that these bar owners are hurting. So smoke your brains out and make sure that you set your clocks ahead.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
But it's going to have to happen sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this weekend's as good as any.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Not the best.
I know. You might want to start planning for it now.
You know who's, going to get rid of the daylight savings?
Hurt Florida wants to.
That's it.
Florida.
Although I don't know how that's going to work.
What do you mean?
With the rest of the East Coast one time zone and they're the other?
That's how it works. I mean, like, Arizona doesn't do daylight saving, right?
I understand, but they're in the they're not on a coast.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of stuck in there.
Yeah, you're right. That is going to mess things up.
And it's going to be weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that they can do that.
Well, they can do whatever they want, but it is going to be awkward for... Yeah, trying to figure out, like, when you got a flight to Florida, and just, like, what time does the game start?
Tourism. I mean, Florida is kind of a tourism place.
Well, that's how they make all of their money.
I would think so.
Yeah, no. I mean, you don't pay state income tax down there because they got so many tourists.
Could be strange.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. See how that goes. It's either a brilliant idea, or because it's Florida, it's horrendous.
I suppose they could go Atlantic time. That's the next one, right? Is that the next one from Eastern?
Well, they're
Eastern and then Atlantic?
Right. So they'll either be Eastern or Atlantic. Like, for 6 months out of the year, they'll be... Right? Is daylight saving 6 months?
Yeah, I think so, isn't it? It's basically September or October that we jump again.
Yeah, so they would be in the Atlantic time zone with, like, what? Newfoundland?
I guess. Nova Scotia?
Is there any part of America in the Atlantic time zone?
I don't think so.
That's an hour before...
Eastern. Yes.
Like, there's no part of Maine that's in the Atlantic time zone?
I don't think so.
So then they would be... Oh, that's fascinating. That's New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island and part of Quebec.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Atlantic time zone.
What's the one before that?
Before the Atlantic time zone, I don't know. Is there one? Like, Greenland has a time zone?
They got to have some sort of name for it.
Yeah. Well, because there's time zones all over the place. Let me see here. Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific.
What's Hawaii's time zone called? Just Hawaii?
It's Hawaii time.
Hawaii
the
time?
Rocky shores of Hawaii and the sandy beaches of Hawaii. Oh, boy. Well, we'll have to look that
up and
get that figured out.
All right.
Until we get a chance to do the show for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities rep spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.